I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. The governor is allowing more of the state to open up, but to put it in perspective, phase two of last year's restart plan allowed restaurants to have 50% capacity, and the new phase two is 25%.
It's certainly good news that more of the state is open. We should be happy about that, but it's still not where I believe we should be based on the progress we've made in the state. And frankly, these restaurants demonstrate ability to operate safely for their employees and their customers. So we need to keep pushing for additional reopening, both in the parts of the state that are still closed, and what do we do now to move from 25% up to 50%.
The Senate has now joined the House in approving a $2.2 billion package of pandemic relief. Is that the best kind of relief the legislature can offer to people who have seen their lives turned upside down over the past 11 months?
That bill was a bipartisan bill and is a step in the right direction. We offered a number of amendments on the floor that I think would have made it a better bill, that would have worked to get our schools reopened for in-person learning for our children and our restaurants open sooner. So it's not perfect, but it is a step in the right direction. We'll keep pushing for additional help for our communities around the state to reopen and get rebuilt. And restore their lives to some sense of normalcy.
The session has just reached the one-third mark, and the Senate Republican caucus has already stepped forward with a fully formed budget proposal. What's good about this proposal, and what does it mean to have it on the table now?
Well, I'm very proud of the work our caucus has done, and Senator Wilson, Senator Brown in particular, to roll out a budget that is not only fully balanced, it requires no new taxes. In fact, it has some tax reduction built into the bill for our manufacturers around the state to help us rebuild our economy. And probably the biggest thing it does is drive our schools to reopen safely soon. The other thing I would mention is it does all this, and it also makes an enormous reform for transportation. We reform the state's operating budget so that we can send the sales tax on motor vehicles to pay for transportation infrastructure around the state. I think it makes sense. It's people will understand when they buy a new car or used car or even an oil filter for their car that when the sales tax they pay on that purchase goes directly to maintaining the roads and bridges and transportation infrastructure around the state. It's logical. It makes sense, and it gets key investment in maintaining our transportation network around the state.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.